I don't know. This morning I sat to review where Rabbi, maybe Rabbi Chalap was right. Originally, after we went through what I thought to be a proper outline for this Hagdorat Sakana Balacha, we thought of having all three shurim on Sakana. I felt I didn't have enough material, maybe we should make only two, and I put in this Tumah B'Tahara. So if we'll see how it goes, if we find it advisable to continue on this topic, then we can have the next shiur also on Sakana and push the Tumah B'Tahara into the next month. There, although we already have a schedule for the next month, I just woke up this week, but then we can sneak that in too. Let me review quickly what we've accomplished so far. Essentially, what we did was lay the groundwork for the moko, or rather, bring down the various makoros for the isu of the sakin atma. And then we focused in on the definition of what sakana is by playing two gemaras against each other, essentially. The gemara of Doshe Beirabim and the gemara of Hecher Shvicha Ezeka Shaini to establish what is the first chidush that we want to leave you with, namely that society determines what is acceptable or unacceptable measure of risk. This confidence that Kadosh Baruch Hu had in society is not unique. We find it in so many halachas with Masrur l'chachamim, and chachamim always sensitive to the needs of society. Exodus always modified by the concept of Sibo Yechol and Lamed Bo, whether it's functional, whether it's utilitarian, whether it accomplishes what they and Kadosh Baruch Hu intended. One slight digression, I didn't put that in, but it's obvious, it's just that someone during the week came to ask you, say society should be entrusted with this definition of what's acceptable, unacceptable risk. And we brought the Gemara to show that indeed that is so. It's Loma Zerol of Elon, Tol of Elon, right? Kind of Benafsho Yobi Lachmo, which is an acceptable demand that society makes of people: dig me tunnels, build me bridges, make me skyscrapers, even though there's increments of risk in doing so. What do? You get a sugar society, a kamikaze kind of society, where human life is cheap. You get a society, a Khomeini type society, where it's mamish nothing. You have a society of the Doha Floga, that you take kriya for a hammer that falls down, but you don't even look down to see what happened to the man who fell down. And that's the possibility. I just refer you just to the Rambam in Hilchos Deos in Perek Vov, where the Rambam defines society also. Society indeed has halachic import, but not every society. There are societies who have so denigrated their role in life as almost a legal entity that society is, or indeed man-made laws really just reflect the will of society, and society are really our lawmakers. We have that in Hilchos Shchemim, Shiva Tu Be'ir. We have these halakhic concepts that indeed society has legal authority. But it depends. It depends who the society is and how they develop. Look in Perek Vov, Der Briyoso Shalodom Liyosnim Shach B'deyoso V'maso Achareya V'chareva V'noei Kemina Ganshe Yudinoso L'fikach. Therefore, Tzorach Odom, a man must basically pick his society. And then he portrays what happens if you have a society that goes wild, and when the society indeed Society is a layered increment upon man. Lo tov hayosa adam levado. Lo tov is not ra. There's an ikara that exists in an evil society. While yani gatzmo v'derech hatoyin k'nema miyitneni v'midbo molon olchim. We have no choice. Mutov sheikoi shotev. Tzevreita heads out to the hills, lives as a hermit, with all the fields of Latofa Yudotova Yosadim Lavada Rochabuso Misusa, that you need society in order to develop your full potential. That's only a society that lets. And there's no doubt that in the issue of risk, we have a special problem with our society. And I think don't want to focus in too strongly on it, but you cannot justify, as I mentioned previously, boxing, prize fighting. Nor can you justify many of the sports with the so-called glorification of the sportsman who was willing to take risk. That is a mile. That man is held up as a model for children to follow. You see this man chasing a fly ball, he ran with his head into the concrete wall. Never realized the reason he ran his head into the concrete wall to catch a ball is because he most likely had run his head into the concrete wall many times before. You need that hachone to do such a big mitzvah. This, obviously, we have to say is not our society. So when we say society decided that tunnel building and bridge making is okay, society also decided that it's okay at an Air Force celebration to have 20 people jump from the airplane even though the motor is okay, and try to hold hands in the middle, and every year someone doesn't make it. And it's an acceptable risk that this society has accepted. They say it's okay with us. For the greater glory of the Air Force, or whatever it's supposed to be, or formation flying 2 inches in between wingtips at 900 miles an hour. Who? For what reason? They don't know that it's a kosher, they say it's a sakana. They set a standard, this sakana lengtsa. Well, the value to be achieved is not the building of a bridge or the making of a tunnel. And hence, there comes a society that we say they cannot make those determinations for us. Again, the Sata Devarcha Vishurim a little bit, who decides which society is a good society, which is a bad society, Baruch Hashem. For that we have our Gedolei Yisrael, who sit in judgment on all societies. For society is not the yardstick by which you measure right and wrong, but society has a yardstick by which they are measured, so we can determine whether they are an ethical society or not. Okay, that's one of our topics. Okay, that's the Native Yehudi, the hunting case. We'll develop it that way.
But then, what comes out of this essentially is
What we're looking for is a constructive purpose. We have confidence that usually a bunch of men get together, a kind of a Kantian intuition, right? That there is an intuition for the right, for the good, that we know they'll come out with the right things. Yet we realize, the Rambam says, there are such societies to whom we cannot give that stamp of approval. All right? Let me, yeah.
Confused now, because we're really talking about the same society that had decided when the bridges exactly on the
right.
Apply information.
Obviously.
So,
obviously we don't have a monolithic structure in our society where the same people say, well, if I catch you passing wrong shaila there, I'll have more confidence in you for the next shaila. Society doesn't work that way, right? So you have an army, navy society that makes one set of decisions. There's a society that decides that indeed we're going to allow people to build skyscrapers, even though we know there's an increased risk because there's land shortage in Manhattan, etc., etc. But that's the Messias. Okay? I'd like to move now into the second phase. And here, I think we might very well maybe start on this point that was raised. The definition of utility. The society says risk is acceptable, it's indeed for our benefit, right? Because essentially what we're talking is we're all focusing on risk, but obviously we have the second phalic, that's the part we're discussing now, risk-benefit ratio. What do you do when I now want to accept risk, but only if there's a benefit? How do you evaluate the benefit to justify an increment in risk? Right, that's the issue at hand. I think we can before we go to that, I left you hanging with Akasha, which I need to introduce this next point. The two Rambams we quoted you, Rambam in Rotzeach and a Rambam in Deos, in which I pointed out to you the Lashon is different. In Rotzeach on bad customs, bad behavior, bad mores, he says also, right under the use of Marke, also the Sakin Atzma. In the Macholos of Haroyos, Maos Haroyim that the Macholim Haroyim that he lists in Pen Galid of Hilchos Deos, he doesn't use once a Lashon Isur. Only a Lashon Yargalo de Matzmo, a kind of Eitz Tova Kamashmalan. Look in those set of halachas, you realize why. Because there he's already introduced the concept of risk benefit. There's no benefit for me to have a porch without a railing. At least the benefit of not costing me to make a railing is not an adequate benefit to be included. The benefit of my eating rocks and bagels when there is nothing else to eat is a great benefit. And since Kadosh Baruch Hu took upon himself Poseach es Yodecha Masbi al Achol Chai Ratzon, and since Kadosh Baruch Hu has a world in which there are Nidim and Ashirim, and we look about the world and we see that people eat food that we would not consider to be proper for us, because Baruch Hashem we can afford a higher standard of nutrition than others do, then all the Rambam was able to say is that Eitz HaTovah, you try your best to live that. Because the fact is that in different places in the world, in different times of society, you cannot set a standard that demands meticulous concern for nutrition, because the world doesn't allow for it. And therefore I cannot put the schaifas on you to say it's also to eat that way when other people are mechuyev to eat that way because they have no other way to eat. If you look in the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, and I think I included that, I think it's included in the photocopy, you'll see on page 6, not in there. See, let's get that far. But at the end of Pei Dalit, he has a kind of a caveat. He says, "Kolamani gatzu v'dorach meilu shorenu ani oriv lo shenabor lecholi kol yomav." That's halacha chol. אשר יתקין הרבה ביומץ, בין צורך לרוב פעיל ופישולים ואומן על בורי אוף כל יום, right? Real money back guarantee. You do as I say, everything will be fine. אלא אם כן, היגופו רע מתחילת בריאוסו, then I can't make him any better, או אם היו רוגיו, ומינג מן המנהוגוס הרוע מתחילת מולדתו. He has that minute that feels molarito, then what? He'll die from it? It means not that feels molarito is bad. It means then he's not included in my fish bonus. I tell you this is a cheshman, except for those, if you grew up in an Eskimo and you ate whale blubber, seal blubber all your life, and it's high cholesterol, and you get to your name finished, then they're doing fine. I don't include my instructions for such people. In other words, there are varieties of human experience that allow for exceptions for these rules, and that is the reason why you can't lose a Lashon Hasha. You have to lose a Lashon of goal seeking. I try to achieve a certain goal. Hence it comes across in Eitz HaTova, unlike the absolutes of Nomarke, Sulam Ra, Kelev Ra, Besor Beso, etc. Essentially what we're saying is that when you have a risk, like the Rambam, nutritional risk with an obvious benefit, because that's what I need to eat, that's what's available in my area, then you have a right to lean back on Shalom Ebsor Hashem. Then it's Kodesh Boku's business of Poseach HaShivecha Masbiyo Hochai Ratzon, and then you need bad food. So food is bad, there's relative bad. When there's no better food around, it's Kodesh Boku's business to see whether I deserve a Hika Shalom, even though I eat high cholesterol, high fat diet. That is not a heter, however, for someone in our society who, Baruch Hashem, can afford good food. Right, there is no mitzvah to eat the equivalent of burgers and chips and fried potatoes. Right, and expect that nothing much is going to happen to you. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave man deos, the Rambam includes the Hilchos deos, gave you das to be able to discern what is good and what is bad. But that already introduces, let's say, the notion of risk. And hence the question comes in, what risk? The notion of benefit. How do we define now what's an adequate benefit? Two points. Benefit that's not essential benefit, and two, benefit that's for somebody else, while the risk is for me. Both are aspects of a risk-benefit analysis. A benefit that's not such a big benefit, and a risk that is significant. As the benefit goes up, the risk also can go up as well. But what about when the risk and benefits are not the chad gavre, the shtei gufim? Is it the same halacha or not? Let me begin by introducing, I think we'll go a little out of sequence, take the hunting tshuva of the player shur, of the Negev Yehuda. Negev Yehuda, I have it here on page 20. And here it also speaks to the first question, namely the right of society to decide that such a risk is acceptable. But here you have a rejection. All right? You all have a place? I just to call your attention, I'll run through quickly. In the first paragraph, he defines the shaila. Ish echad asher zikuhu Hashem benachlo rechava yesho kforim v'yoros asher b'hayoros tilmosh kol chayse yoar. He has his own hunting lodge, and he wants to go hunting. Emuto lelelach v'yatzro liros b'kone sreifo lo tzutzayin o emoso l'yisro lasos dobo zeh. Im ishum tzar balachayim, im ishum bal tashkis, im ishum shenogalo yisro tzar balachayim, What's he talking about there? That's the Maisa where they would, strange custom, chop off the legs of a horse that the king rode on when the king died, or another Hashem died. They would be Ma'akir Hasusim, which is literally amputate the legs, part of the money Avelos, sense of loss, no one should use his horse again, whatever social psychology was involved in that kind of developing of that custom. Shaila was a Tzar Balachayim. And he introduces, I think, a number of things. Tzar Balachayim is not our sugya today. He said the Davar Poshut, summed up as snakes do not grow on trees. Tzar Balachayim is not shayach with Tovas Adam. Number two, the second clause in Tzar Balachayim he gives, Tzar Balachayim is not in killing an animal, Tzar Balachayim is in making an animal suffer. Okay. Killing an animal is not Tzar Balachayim. It may be also of Bal Tashlis, but it's not Tzar Balachayim. Two, general principle, in nothing with Tevas HaAdam is shayach to say Tzar Balachayim. That's the Geyos Halacha Lamaisa here in the Yeshiva. Can you do an experiment on a frog in Biology 1? It's Tzar Balachayim. If that's, you can defend that as a learning process, whether it's a frog or a mouse or a dog or a monkey. If it's the Tevas HaAdam, there's not shayach to say Tzar Balachayim. The vivisectionist, the nonsense doesn't apply unless you can show that you can obtain the same information without subjecting an animal to torture, to pain. And certainly it's also to do an experiment on an animal that you can do under narcotic with painkillers, to do without painkillers, Tzar Balachayim. But otherwise, they say snakes do not grow on trees, leather shoes do not come about like mushrooms in the field. We know we have to take an animal, and we're aware of the fact we take an animal's life. That's why we don't make a shechiyonu on a beged shelo, or as the more brings down, we don't even say it's a reis gesunter heit. Don't even give us a lashon shel brocha when someone is wearing a leather garment, a new leather garment, whereas we do when he buys himself a suit, another garment. And therefore, he introduces the notion that it's also for two reasons, really. Actually, three reasons. Three reasons. One, because Nimrod and Esau made their reputation as hunters. You're in a bad society. That's the wrong social group. You want to be a ganta kanaka, a hunter? Show you also can kill animals? What are you doing it for? You're identifying yourself. In other words, you now have a group identity that you're trying to establish. You belong to the Nimrod Esau group, Spastis Shvei Yeshiva Bacha. One of the great halachas, es pasnisht. Hashkofedik, it's not part of us. Okay? Second, he brings down, again, hashkofedik, musodik, it's achzorius. You find pleasure in being able to kill a lion. But there, but for the grace of God, go I, is the concept of watching a rotzeach being taken out lemisa. Every man has that potential. But for Kadosh Baruch Hu's grace in giving us a Torah, he also would be a murderer. Why not? And therefore, achzorius in behavior is unacceptable. Again, the way I'm defining it for you now, you're joining a group of people to whom the macho image of Hemingway, right, the big yichus is that he was a great hunter. Yichus is he can talk nivul peh. Don't want to write in that style. It identifies you again with a group of people who have no right to make societies for us. Then he says, the third, A.B. is sakana. Get killed. More people get killed during the deer hunting season by getting shot than yeshiva boys who sit in the kailu get shot. It's safer to sit in the kailu than to go hunting. Watch your head to go hunting. Simple sakana. You increase the risk. In those days, referring not to deer hunting, you meant also lions and tigers, etc. Sometimes a lion wins. I mentioned people go to see a bullfight in Mexico, not to see the bull get killed, to hope to see the matador get killed. Then there's a second sakana, a theological sakana. Whenever you present yourself into a dangerous situation, as ole legardum, you entered the jury box, the place where the defendant stands. You entered the docket. And now you're on trial. So whenever you put yourself in sakana, what are you going to yell? Shem of Soem Hashem. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has to measure how big of a pesi you are. How big of an ishtom you are, right? When you put yourself in risk, you're asking for schus. Your schusim, schusovis, to stand in your good stead. As long as Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up already, the cheshbon opens up your tudat zehut to see who you are, you may see things that you can do well without his looking at just now. And once you present yourself l'din, who says that there'll be yotze zakai, maybe there'll be yotze chayv? Those are the reasons he gives why he says it's not right for him to go hunting. Denies tzar bala chayim, denies bal tashlis, but presents issues, one of hashkofadik issue, and two, there's no right to zakai in the tzatzim. Why? The benefit to be accrued, relaxation, feeling of grand, of personal aggrandizement of my potentials, I show that I'm master of the inanimate world, I can get along in a forest, I can master subhuman species, and maybe does something, maybe it gives me a new view of life, I'll come back now invigorated from it, because I measure all the other aspects thereof, I say those benefits are not worth the risk that you're taking. Because the real benefits that you're looking for are unacceptable benefits. Achzorius, the Nimrod Esav benefits are not acceptable to us. We don't accept them as benefits. And hence the Sakana stands dominant. What about? A risk which I take for pleasure. And I'll now put it again in a current setting. How about getting your nose fixed? Cosmetic surgery. You're breathing just fine. Levi-Ot, you're healthy, you're fine. But at this, you haven't been doing so well socially. That girl that you want, if she went with someone else, and you figure out the only reason she went with him instead of with you, because he has a smaller nose. It's more likely, if I care, that women are more sensitive to this thing. How about you go to a wedding? Neshmog is going before the wedding. That's part of the ikur. Kinyan of Kedushin already, without it, it's not that it's a Shibasafi Kedushin, right? And that's the thing that they serve at these stations there. Each one is a Sakana station, right? This one serves cholesterol, this one serves calories, this one serves things that are also for you to eat according to the Rambam Shulchan's days. What's for that this year? It's like one piece of kishke. Right? Two pieces of spare ribs. Is there any heter whatsoever? The reason you want to eat it, for no other reason but personal pleasure, tastes good. Remember, Gilser, Yankeser, remember, it used to taste good, so I want to taste it again. Is mutter or also? Halacha l'maaseh we're talking about. You're dealing with major Yisuri d'Raisa potential. You want to experience. Well, talking about crack, if this is the center of crack for the whole world, this is Russian hype, the more people get killed over here than any place else. You would like the simple curiosity, intellectual curiosity. I said, no, what it feels like, what are you talking about? Mutter or Asa? hard to find a yesod for this thing, but we found one, Baruch Hashem, because I got caught in Shir in the Seder Alim, and I read that some of us will be learning Afal Pi. So boys learning in Israel, I read the first part of Ksuba, should be able to get. It ended up, I think I'm the only one so far, everybody else doing the sponge. Why, I don't know. It's fabulous Masechta, fabulous Peirik Masechta. Just, I mean, every line of it is rich in Lomdish concepts as well as Halacha L'maaseh. Unbelievable Gemara there that Mamish puts a Rambam up for trial. What did he say? What did he do? That's on page 14. And Tana Rabbanan, you have it on the bottom. Numbers 9, 10 lines on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Rechenosin, Lo Ben Lahonik, Reza Batonik, Imo, Lo Beno, Lo Ben Chavato, Poska Kimo, Ochelet Harbe. They only gave her a little stipend. She's now a wet nurse. She took a job to nurse a child. Right? She's mechuyev to eat properly, even though they said they're going to give her only so much and so much food, but they give her a salary to be a wet nurse. She's mechuyev. She's hishtabed. Hishtabed nafsha to nurse the child. She has to give the child good quality milk. Therefore, she's mechuyevus to eat properly. And lo soko imo dvorim haroim lecholov. Okay, let's skip. Don't get caught. But the whole thing is a very nice piece of Gemara. Okay. Skip down 2-3 lines. Amarav Sheshes. She has to eat harbe mishalom. She has to pay for it herself. That's part of the deal. They said they're going to give her, she's a wet nurse in their homes. They're going to give her breakfast, lunch, and supper. And they specified breakfast, bowl of oatmeal. If the good practices of wet nurses are to eat more, to have better milk, she's mechuyevus to do it. Lo sochal imo dvor maroi, my meal, amar avkanek, and shows the chazes with dogim ktanim, vadomo. Right? She can't eat clay, she can't eat, which is a minig even then, and nowadays it still is very prevalent minig among the Schwarze. They eat clay, and they import it. It's a big business in Holland. Each one has their own private stock. Strange custom why they eat it, but they do. It's not only the Schwarze, the poor whites down south also. Well established custom. It's discussed medically under the so-called pikers of pregnancy. They once thought it has to do with calcium deficiency, so they eat high calcium milk. It's nothing. They like the taste of it. Nothing. Yeah, wealthy people already who come from there and made it up the social ladder still import their clay. I don't know, but it's bad. It's supposed to be bad for the child, bad for the milk. Dog and ptanim are bad for the milk. She likes smoked sardines. She wants to have some smoked sardines. She comes to a chasana, and they serve lox. It's the lom for everybody. Right, according to the Rambam, the dog godol maluach, etc. Can she or can she not eat it? So she can. Al teschayvus hishtabdus to the child, she can't eat. Comes along the Rambam. Next page, 15. Unbelievable Rambam. Ve'isha, kol zman shmeiniket b'no. I'm talking about a mother for her own child. Kol zman shmeiniket b'no. Pochsin lo mimaisi yadeh, o mosifin lo amazon oseh, yayin o dvorim sheyofin l'cholot. In the shibudim that a wife has to a husband, she has to do so much in the spinning of flax, in the spinning of wool, whatever the malachas that she must do, the spinning of wool she must do, no matter who she is, part of the schaivas, so that she should know she's like a wife, that she isn't only a Jap. And therefore, we reduce, supposed to make mishkal chamesh shloim, so we let her do less while she's busy taking care of the child. She doesn't have to work that hard. Paskal amazona shavuyelo varehi mesaber lechol yosel. O lechol macholos acheros mepnei choli hatavo sheyeshlo bebitna. They gave her the right nutrition. And according to the Rambam, as you learned in the Hilchos Deyos, we looked a little bit further, overeating is the sin of all sins. Right? That's the evil of all evil. And here she has the sickness in her choli hatava yeshla bebitna. Hareza ocheles mishala koma shetirtze. Vein abal yochol lako v'lomar shem tocha liyose midai o tocha macholim roam yomus havlad. This Rambam, you tell me I have a typhus to jump into a water to save somebody, jump into the ocean, someone who's drowning? You should be. I can let the child, I can eat food, let the child nurse for me, let the child die, because I like fish, because I like lox, I like smoked sardines. Well, I come first. I am number one. That's now speaking like our society. Where did he see such a thing? Tochim Hatzole, Osama Adam Reacha. That's what I have to give up. Two sardines? Unbelievable, Rambam. To me, it's mamish. If you plot a curve of results from experiments, this one is off the curve someplace. But in case you think that we're earning wrong shots, you look at the Mason Kalin, nobody makes any mistakes. Right? Okay. The Mishnah just repeats word for word what the Rambam says, and no problem. Okay? The Raivitz has no problems with this Rambam. Doesn't get excited, doesn't yell at him. No problem. The Magen Mishneh, look on the side, when he says it clearly, he sums up all the things that the Kesef Mishneh says. What does he say there? Yeah. Yeshomar shehu v'she'ena mitzah, I said in the Gemara, lo shoach alimo et borim oroi. What do you do with that Gemara that we just heard? Forget about the Gemara. That's only, she shouldn't, she doesn't want to. She wants to, she can. She shouldn't. That's only she has no. I advise you, look in the book of nutrition. If you don't like cabbage, among the things that listed there, cabbage, don't like sardines, right? You should also know that it's not good for you. So don't eat it. Don't like it anyway. Don't eat it. But if you want to eat it, I can't stop you. Look at the rush. Yeshomashu b'sheina mitzaret alof shem devorim. Avo mitzaret alayim vadei tzara kodem. Shechayer kodem. What's chayer kodem? Eating a sardine is chayera. I don't have to discomfort myself for you, for your life. And the Hoshin, the Rambam, you can't play with. Because Rambam says, it doesn't mean that it's not so bad for the child. But what does he say? V'lomar shim tochal yosef igay o tochal mochal imrom yomus avlad v'nei shetzah gufa kodim. It doesn't stop the husband from hiring a wet nurse. I don't want you to kill my child, so I'll hire a wet nurse. That's your case. But you can't take advantage of me. So again, the one is a kind of Eitz HaTeva k'mashmalo. You want to listen to my advice, you love your child, you want to be well, then you have to be careful not to eat macholim ahoyim. But if you have a holy tava with a demon in your belly and wants you to eat more, eat different things, you can go ahead and do so. Because you come first. Chayecha kodem. That sets the pointer to an extreme position. Now it makes sense to start asking, how much risk must I take from you? Here the Rambam, no one emphasizes. The disturbing thing in this Rambam is that no one should start off with him. Nobody is disturbed by the Rambam. It means that obviously we're not learning exactly right shot. Right shot a little bit better. It doesn't mean that if a woman eats a sardine, the sardine tail gets into the milk, and comes out through the breast and gets stuck in the kid's throat, and it'll kill him and choke to death on the sardines, on the bones of the sardines or something. Obviously not. Right? What it means is that food for a baby is either the school nefesh, milk for a baby, school nefesh, from the Chal Shabbos to get milk for a baby. And here you're tampering with the milk, right? And we know if the milk turns bad, the child will die. You don't want the child to die, you'll get a wet nurse then. Child die, you'll give him cholera medicine. Child is sick. But I had a similar Enfamil type formulation that they spoke about, right? And Manekes, also Liso Manekes Havelo, right? Unless you can guarantee that in case she becomes pregnant and her milk stops, that there will be enough money for Boso, for cholera medicine, whatever concoction that was, to feed the baby, then it's mutter. I don't know many children, so like a nice guy who's in the studio right now, but Dr. Chokla, she put aside money, maybe he can be made on the certain conditions to let him in Ekes Kaveiro marry before the Chavdal of Kodesh that the Mechaba passes. Obviously, that is so, he can't say that, well, she can drink, she can eat what she wants, and the baby will get poisoned. And that's a Chol of Asi, like one of the cases the Gemara gives in Yeromus. Poisonous, maybe after being poisoned, milk will die. Of course not. That's not shy. But he used to say, I have no achayas. I have no responsibility. I'm not meshubit to the child for the child's welfare. Sure, it's better for the child to eat good food. I'm not meshubit. You don't like it, let someone else do it. Louis Zhu, there's no one else to do it. And I must eat. I want to eat bad food. Of course, best will be kofinosa. How do I know this? From a grusha who has no achayas. The mother says in Matira, if the baby won't nurse from anybody else, then Kofanosa, we pay her salary as a wet nurse, and even though she's a Grusha, so who has no titus to the husband, nevertheless, Kofanosa, as it will hit her, the Shokin will hit her with sticks and make her nurse the child, obviously nurse the child and do what's right for the child to keep the child alive because of the danger to the child. So obviously you have to take this Rambam and ameliorate the conditions that he gets of Yom HaBen. It means that's the consequence of eating bad food. Doesn't mean the baby will die because I go to somebody else. It's not the only woman in the world that can nurse this child. Oh, we'll give, if the milk should turn bad, we'll give the so-called cholera medicine to make it. That's how you look to add that to the Rambam. But what you learn from this Rambam, a double pushes. I come first too. I also come. And that lays the, to me, that lays the groundwork for the question of how much risk do I take for your benefit? There's a proportionality in risk-benefit. And you see, this proportionality begins first with risk-benefit to myself as well. I want to benefit myself. Can I take a risk? Comes the Gemara and says, and the Ika Moko of the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that's on page 16. I have it underlined for you. Yeah, on the top of the page. Okay. Suffolk Chai, Suffolk Mess, medical problems. If I have a choice between a Jew and a non-Jew, I will never recommend a non-Jew, because that's Aloha. It's Akum, not the same Akum that the most talking about, that's for you to say. I'm not sure. I believe it's all the same. The question is when the veneer will crack. A terrible society to live in where you're looking over your shoulder, someone's trying to kill you, but that's the society we live in. And if the key is that right now, this little decade or something, we are less concerned because if there is a little better relationship maybe between Jew and non-Jew, and you better maintain that aura of suspicion because who knows what will be next year. We lulled into a false sense of security, maybe the greatest psychology that we face. Nevertheless, that's the halacha. There was the halacha. You can't go to an akum. Look at Rashi. Hey, the idea of what happened. Hey, the idea of the shimoyu, the younger thing, kind of all about the world. This happened to him, so he was a problem. My other way. But the last problem,
December, you're not a member of the republic. Therefore, you take the right to show or show holding of the Maya language. Right? December, your or your Maya in India. That doesn't matter. That'll be the first question. Your move, my house, I'm focused. I'm a year, I suppose, I'm a year. This is about an interview, which is not a new power. They just want to say so. You got me or risk that. Right? I'm going to risk my life, then it is. What if I risk my life, then it is that he can't be with you? So he can only give Aisha. He can be the case, he can really come up. This is the case we have all the time in it. We have a patient who will not do it. So the patient is suffering from multiple organ system failure, and they can walk around. That's what it is. The heart is over. The heart is over. Now we can start. The cancer, metastatic disease, cancer, the heart condition, kidney condition, liver condition, doesn't allow for a surgeon to rest comfortably thinking about doing surgery on this. A poor surgeon from this. But if you don't do the risk, don't operate, the patient will be dead in 2 weeks, 3 weeks from reception. If you do it, you may die from humanity. If you succeed, you'll live for 3 or 4 months. That's what you say. And so you see, there is no head for whatsoever. You don't do low risk or no risk procedures. But if there's a risk of Shemayomas, the only head that we have over here of Shemayomas goes to give him Kaiola. Then Kai Shah doesn't count. But I can't get to the benefit of that for Kaiola. The only benefit of Kai Shah, then how can you be a maintenance for your dying? Let me better be a goal. That's the motto for that kind of analysis. I don't know the motto. The sound of those were medicine too.
That's a probably will not be any interest in the limitation. I will modify my union's patient because who knows, maybe somebody will come. I don't think that we have lost you ever allowed to. It's like cutting rope and judging Hashem. Some judges man that has this, man has to judge by one hand. Go ahead and confuse your mind by thinking, well, what is something to do with that? Just keep it happy. No way to function. Well, there's an English rule to go with the medical profession. Doesn't do that.
I will come back. So, you can jump to page 22. Why does the church have to do that? Should I
any past life. Any past life members, I'm sure that members should be in objection. Objection can be handed out. Comfort the patient. To have no doubt about the patient. Any transplant, this is their quality of life. This is the best option that might be without the patient. And this is the transition. Well, first, comfort the patient. Back over the mid. In the fact that you do not need to be fourth edition. And we found that all of the sensors and the relevant drivers and the resonant recovery received my machines and students that allow for developing a concept of the content on the body of the conduit. And when you allow for investing better, when that's enough, you
Tachonia, no less than the Tachonia meaning something suspect. Tachonia right now is punishing. And yours, right? The Tachonia is the condition that the book is using for information. You mean that? We know that it's a after dust. sometimes you should try. So, so, and a lot of people have to look at the time and do why they like what the time. But if we're in Chazal, it seems like Chazal is a piece. What is the answer? Then you can have come to me. you had a horse, and you missed one, you must lose another one. I'll head. Watch the head. So, in Shia, the name of my time of Shepherd's story, the town is called on Shundeo, Romania, and Israel, and Kurdova.
I'm going to go to the next one.
myself. But
shows up. Entire show on Hanoi. She was almost five. She's a language Russian. Russian is, you know, it's one of the going around that even though you don't know your mind is real high show of Russia. There's no shoe that can go with your mind at all. They said that you definitely have the other movie, but high show.
I saw the machine and I said, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it.
But I remember the hammering that allowed the variations come to the low chance of
I do
I'm trying to I'm going to do it on that left.